May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 346. A sovereign protector I have, unseen, yet forever at hand, unchangeably faithful to save, almighty to rule and command. He smiles and my comforts abound, his grace as the dew shall descend, and walls of salvation surround the souls he delights to defend. 346.
Reading together from the Word of God, Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2. Reading together from Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord, that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labour, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth. We add our amen to it and pray for much needed help to call upon his name. O Lord, once more we come, bow our unworthy heads before thee, Lord. Unworthy, Lord, we come, thy servant Jacob, of the least of all the mercy and truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. And Lord, when we think of the greatness of thy love, thy grace, thy mercy, thy goodness, when we think of thy long-suffering towards us, when we think of thy everlasting kindness to sinners, and when we think, Lord, truly that thou dost forbear long with us, oh, we're unworthy, Lord. Unworthy that we should come before thee, Lord, but we have no other hope, thou knowest, Lord, but to come before thee and to plead that all precious blood of thine, thy merits and thy person. O Lord, we have no other plea but what thou alone hast done for sinners. And we pray and thank thee, Lord, that it is through that all worthy and glorious name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, that we have acceptance before God the Father. Do hear us, Lord, in our prayers and our petitions unto thee. We do pray, Lord, for the humbling of our hearts before thee, Lord, at this time. Oh, that we may each approach unto thee in sincerity and in truth, and be pleased, Lord, to be mindful of us, Lord, as we assemble together in thy name. Look down, Lord, upon this gathering, Lord, and be gracious to us, Lord. Show thy presence, we pray thee, and pour forth thy Spirit upon us. And, oh, we do pray that our season gathered together this evening hour, oh, it may be a season, Lord, of mercy to sinners, a season, Lord, where thou wilt be pleased to enlarge our souls upon thy name, to be made precious to us once more in all that thou art, in all that thou hast come to do for sinners, in all the glorious persons and offices and characters that thou dost hold for thy people, to be enabled to keep them and to maintain them throughout their course here below. Oh, we do want, Lord, that all precious name of Jesus to be revealed and manifest to each one of us, helping us, Lord, to confess thy name, the Lord, and all that thou art unto us. So undertake our cause and interest, O Lord, we pray, and we each come before thee, Lord, yea, bearing many needs in our souls, varying conditions, Lord, that have come before thee, but knowing, Lord, that thou art able, Lord, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And that, Lord, is our mercy, that we're not coming to one indeed unable to help, unable to send forth succour and strength, but one indeed who is able to do great things. And, Lord, come to each case, Lord, and, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear unto each one this evening, our Lord, and that thou wilt come and attend upon each case, Lord. And, Lord, thy people, Lord, are a poor, weak and helpless people, Lord. And, Lord, it is here that truly our eyes are up unto thee, that thou wilt come and be our helper this evening hour. Just, Lord, as that poor woman the Syrophoenician woman came to thee, Lord, and, Lord, in her faith, knowing, Lord, that thou wast able to do great things for her, impossible things, but she knew that thou wast able, Lord, to remove that devil from her daughter. And, Lord, she came before thee, Lord, and worshipped, saying, Lord, help me. And, Lord, we each need thy help. Lord, thy servant needs thy help, and each one of us gathered here need thy help. O Lord, come to each one of us, we pray thee, and Lord, that thou wouldest speak unto each one of us through the gospel, and reveal and manifest thyself, Lord, to us once more, we pray thee, that we will be able, Lord, to go forth from the means of grace this day, and to say that we have been with Jesus. Oh, we do pray that we may have something, Lord, that shall be good and worthy to speak of thee, Lord, for that thou dost, Lord, continue to do great things for thy people. So help us, Lord, this evening hour to be those that shall truly be the partakers of thy gospel grace, and pray, Lord, that those things that thou wilt speak to us may be those things that will be laid by thy Spirit upon our hearts, and that we may be able to embrace thee, Lord, in thy word. Be with us, Lord, as we journey forth through this barren wilderness here below. Be that one, Lord, to go before us in the way, to make a way for us, Lord, here below. And, Lord, lead us, guide us by thy Spirit, Lord. Be pleased, Lord, to come to us in thy providence towards us, Lord, and pray that we may be able, Lord, to follow thee in all the way and path that thou hast ordained for us. We do pray, Lord, and seek grace to go forth in that path ordained. We know, Lord, that there are indeed those things thou hast said, that in the world ye shall have tribulation. And, Lord, truly it shall be so. And, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to go before us and help us, Lord, to commit our whole path and cause into thy hands. Grant that humble, that contrite spirit, Lord, that shall fall submissive to thy will in all things, and that we might be helped to continue knowing the truth and the blessing. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. O Lord, what a great mercy it is, Lord, to know that thou dost go before thy people and make a way for them. And, Lord, through all troubles and trials and tribulations here below, infirmities and afflictions, the path of adversity, Lord, oh, we do pray and thank thee, Lord, that thou dost appear for thy poor people, Lord, to bear them up and to support them as they journey forth. And that, Lord, we have one indeed that shall not fail in all his promises to his people, shall never leave them nor forsake them. And, Lord, this is our mercy. So, Lord, we pray, be with us each, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we might be those able to continue Lord, according to thy will in all things concerning us here below, and help us by faith to live upon thee and to serve thee in our day and generation, and keep our hearts and our minds stayed upon thee, O Lord, we pray, and Lord, and particularly, Lord, as we come to worship at thy feet this evening hour, and as we journey forth, Lord, we do pray, and Lord, prepare us for thyself, Lord. We do not know, Lord, that time and season when we shall depart this earthly scene. Oh, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, that our days here upon the earth are but few, when we are brought to consider eternity that is before us. And, O Lord, we do pray, that we may often be found, Lord, before thee, that our heart and affections may be set upon things that are above, and where Christ sitteth, the right hand of the Father. Deliver us, Lord, from much of this world and worldliness and worldly cares, we pray thee, O Lord, and set before us, Lord, the blessed and glorious hope that thy people have as they journey forth here below. And thy servant Paul, truly blessed, that forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O Lord, we do thank thee, Lord, that the end indeed shall be the best, Lord, but we do pray that thy Spirit indeed may bring our poor minds into the blessing of that, Lord, in our souls, and that there is a rejoicing, Lord, before thy people that will never cease, a happiness which will never decline, and a joy, Lord, which will be an everlasting joy. O Lord, we do pray, that thou wouldest appear, Lord, and enlighten our poor minds upon the blessedness and the glory which awaiteth for thy poor people as they journey on here below, and that, Lord, the blessing and the truth, that they shall follow thee. Thou art, Lord, the forerunner of thy people, and art now in that place, and where that dying thief indeed had such glorious hope, even in paradise. And Lord, we do pray then, Lord, do bless these things to our poor souls, Lord, and remove all doubts and fears from us, we pray thee, Lord, and help us, Lord, to cast our all upon thee as we journey on, we pray thee. So, Lord, we pray, help us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, help us to work out that salvation, Lord. Help us by faith to live upon thee day by day. Help us, Lord, to seek thee in thy word and in thy truth, Lord. And oh, we do pray, Lord, give further tokens, Lord, of thine especial love and grace and mercy to us as we journey on. And pray, Lord, let thy visits longer last, we pray thee. Lord, pour forth thy Spirit upon us, Lord, that our souls may be enlarged upon the blessedness of thy person, we pray thee. Help us then, Lord, by faith to take hold upon thee, and keep us close unto thyself. Be pleased to rule and to reign in our hearts and in our lives. And help us, Lord, to commit all our lives, temporal and spiritual, into thine ever-merciful hands. Turn our eyes from vanity and from all the pleasures of this world, Lord. And, Lord, bring our poor souls to delight in those things that thou hast prepared for thy people, and where thy people shall be entertained, Lord, eternally, and with and beholding the Lamb of God in the midst of the throne. So, Lord, we do pray, be with us each and watch over us each for good. We pray thee, be with each family that gather here, Lord. We prayerfully commit to thee, Lord, the children, the babes in arms, Lord, and the young. Oh, that thou wouldest be pleased to keep them and preserve them, Lord, as they grow up, Lord, and with a hope and a prayer and an expectation, Lord, that thou wilt come to them, take their whole cause in hand, and call them by thy grace, and, oh, settle them, Lord, as those blessed and glorious subjects into thy heavenly kingdom. We pray thee, Lord. Lord, be with thy servant now. Look down upon him, Lord. Help him to speak in thy name and show him thy word, Lord. Pray for the teaching of the Holy Spirit, and that thou wilt speak through him the words of this life, the glorious gospel truths of the Lord Jesus Christ, and open each heart to hear and to receive precious Christ in their souls, we pray thee. And be pleased, Lord, that this evening our both sower and reaper may rejoice together with the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins. We ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 957. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe, since God is nigh? 957.
Seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to the Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, and reading from verses 10 and 11. Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, reading from verses 10 and 11. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We have some of those glorious truths that are recorded here respecting the work that the Lord Jesus came to do. And it was a work, dear friends, of love. It was a work of obedience to his Heavenly Father. It was a work, dear friends, that should change the hearts and lives of men and women. And that work was to be performed and undertaken as Jesus to become a surety for his church and people upon the cross at Calvary, fulfilling the blessed and glorious truth of the covenant of grace, and wherein the second and glorious person who indeed undertook the cause and the interest of all whom his Heavenly Father gave to him, to become that surety, to be found in their room and in their place, and in the fulfilling of that covenant of his grace, you just read the testimony of the fulfillment of that covenant of grace in Isaiah chapter 53, dear friends. He is the faithful witness, isn't he, the Lord Jesus Christ? He came, fulfilled all the types and the shadows, the offices, the offerings and the sacrifices, and all that the prophets spake of him. He came and fulfilled all. And this is the wonderful mercy that we have here in this part of this chapter 2 of Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We trust that the Lord may help us to come around the ordinance table and to be able to consider the glorious truth concerning the death of the cross of Jesus. But here we are informed by Paul that he has passed through death, he is now highly exalted, and he has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. Just want to make mention of the truth of the first part of the text, that at the name of Jesus. Is this the name, dear friends, that is made most precious to thy soul, to my soul? Is it this only name, dear friends, that is all in all to thee? Is it this one only precious name that means everything to thee, both in life and in death? Is this the only name dear to thy poor soul? There isn't any other name, dear friends, than this precious name of Jesus that the poor sinner can look to, can hope in, can trust in, that we shall come to that glorious place that Jesus has made ready for every one of his dear people, that they should abide with him forever. Well, this is the name, dear friends, the name of Jesus. And it was that name that was given at his incarnation and into this world, that he should come into this sin-cursed world, and his name should be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And dear friends, it isn't a name to be taken idly upon our lips, not at all. There were many, dear friends, that spake in respect of this precious name in rather an irreverent way. It's a name here to have reverence, to have honour and glory attached to it. It's such a precious name. You know, those 10 lepers that came to Jesus, they were those, they each pleaded this precious name of Jesus. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Or they'd heard of him, heard of his miracles. And they called upon this name. And Jesus healed them. And they went forth to the priest. But there was only one returned. One that held this name to be so precious to his soul. And it was a name in reverence and honour and glory to him. He came to Jesus and gave glory to God in respect of this miracle that had been done for him. And Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? It doesn't appear, dear friends, that after they'd been to the priest that they returned. Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And this is a mercy, isn't it? It is here, dear friends, that this man's faith was centered in Jesus, centered in him through his miracle. And it is this faith in him and the blessing that should come to him. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Yes, bodily whole. He was a leper. But there's something more than this, dear friends. Whole through the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." What a mercy then, dear friends. This name was so glorious to that poor man. And is it this name, dear friends, that is so blessed and glorious to us? Not to be taken vainly, dear friends. Let us be able to take the name of the Lord in true reverence and in honour to him. I thought of that poor man that was lame from the womb, and they laid him and carried him daily to the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. A little later, Peter says, "And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." And dear friends, he glorified God. This precious name, oh, he hung on to Peter and John. It was Jesus, really, wasn't it? It was that name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You see, although he hung on to Peter and John, it was that all-precious name of Jesus. And oh, dear friends, do we reverence this name? Do we honour him? You know, those five foolish virgins, and they cried, "Lord, Lord." But it was in vain, wasn't it? It was in vain. "I never knew you." Dear friends, let us seek to know this all-precious name of Jesus. We can say, "This same Jesus," and it is this same Jesus that was crucified for the sins and the iniquities of his people, that passed through the regions of death, that is now risen, ascended into heaven at his Father's right hand, and now his name is made glorious. And this is the blessing of this name, that at the name of Jesus, well, this is the name that is preached continually. Today, how many times have you heard of this precious name of Jesus? Have you spoken to your friends or companions or family about this precious name of Jesus? Or, dear friends, have you come to chapel all your lives and you've never put this name upon your lips? Sadly, I do know one who has went to the Lord's house for years and years, and she came into her old age and 90. And from what I understand, never put the name of Jesus upon her lips. That is what I heard. What is this name to us today? You know, dear friends, we need him. We need the Lord in every part and aspect of our lives today. We need him. as we sojourn here below, this all precious name, what is he to thy soul and to my soul? What are those things that have come into us and upon us and in our way and path here below? Have we ever been driven to this precious name of Jesus? Have we come for much needed help to him? He is the only one that can give help. I mentioned in respect of that dear woman that came to Jesus, the Syrophoenician woman. Dear friends, there was no other name. And she held on by faith, put all her trust in him, depended wholly upon him. And yes, though she saw herself to be a dog, yet she cleaved to him. And then the Lord had not seen so much faith. Be it unto thee. And her daughter was healed. This precious name of Jesus. Do we go forth day by day, dear friends, without mentioning, without coming to the Lord in prayer and praying this name of Jesus? You might say, dear friends, well, I cannot call upon this name. I don't know him to be my Saviour and to be my Redeemer. How can I call upon this name? But dear friends, you have no other hope but to call upon this name of Jesus. Thy only hope of deliverance from all thy sins and iniquities. There isn't any other hope in any other person. Listen. There's no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. No other name. And this follows up here, dear friends, from this one here that was healed. And the blessing. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That at the name of Jesus, oh, is this the only name, dear friends, needful to thy poor soul? What is thy case? What is thy need? Well, there is no other, dear friends, that God the Father hath sent towards sinners. And it is that name, dear friends, that bears the name of Friend of Sinners. This is the name. This is the glory. See those poor ones that came to him, the publicans and the harlots. Oh, they came to him. And this name of Jesus was ever dear to them. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And dear friends, they came because they were sick and they needed the physician. Are you sick, dear friends? Sick? Are you sick of self and sick of sin? Is sin thy great trouble, thy plague? Is it thy burden? Dear friends, sin will be the greatest burden that we shall have to ever bear as we continue here below. And dear friends, it doesn't mean before we are saved either. It means after also. Sin will remain our biggest burden, but this is the only name, the precious name of Jesus. There's no other name to bring us through our course. No other name where there is pardon and forgiveness for all sin. No, Jesus Christ the righteous. You see, what a mercy. That at the name of Jesus, no other salvation has been shown to us, dear friends. And is this thy plea. This is thy only plea. And venture thy all upon him. And through this precious name, there is healing and cleansing. Oh, there is, dear friends, through that all-precious, infinite blood of Jesus, able to cleanse and able to heal from all sin and from all defilement, that at the name of Jesus, well, dear friends, we will be brought to pass through this wilderness here below, and the Lord's dear people will have much to burden them, much to try them in their faith. But dear friends, this is the only name that we can plead. Are we sick, dear friends? This is the name. This is the physician. No other one to turn to. Sickness may rend our bodies here below, one way or another. But dear friends, have we ever come to this all-glorious name? And we've known and felt, dear friends, that he, all our healing has been in and through him, the physician. He's able to heal and able to restore both body and soul together, is the mercy. And so here. And then, dear friends, we may enter into times and seasons of afflictions and trials here below. It will not always be joyous, dear friends, but we'll be brought to pass through times of dark dispensations and a burden of trials and troubles upon our hearts. But look to this name, dear friends. This name that can lift thee up. This name that can bring thee through. Yes, he maketh low and lifteth up. He is able to lift the beggar from the dust, the poor from the dust, and the beggar from the dunghill. He is able to lift us up. This is the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus. And then, dear friends, as we journey on, and yes, we will be brought to pass through this earthly scene here below. And dear friends, David came into many troubles and trials and difficulties. In his journeyings forth, troubles. And the Lord's dear people will be brought through trials and troubles here below, one sort and another. But you see, David, he was one that was brought to cry, why art thou disquieted within me? Oh, what is it, dear friends? What is it that troubles? What is it that burdens? Well, where was he looking? He only had one hope. And dear friends, that hope is in the Lord. And we only have one hope. And that is in the Lord. He is our only hope. This precious name of Jesus. And what a mercy it is that he does appear for his dear people. He does appear for them. And he will appear for them. He will come. He will raise up his people. And they are raised up. They are raised up upon high. They're above all the people of the earth. But this is the blessing and the truth. Jesus is so near to them. Cares so much over them. And he sees and beholds them. And so it is a name that is precious. That at the name of Jesus. Well, dear friends, I just wanted to mention this. Let this name be in everything that concerns thee here below. Let this name be that only name to plead. and see, dear friends, those things that will be done for those that put their trust in this all-precious name of Jesus. You can rely upon it, dear friends, if you come by faith and put all your confidence and trust the whole of thy soul upon this precious name of Jesus, then, dear friends, there is blessing and hope that the Lord will be pleased indeed to come and to appear for his people. But plead no other name. In thy home, in thy workplace, in all that concerns thee here below, in thy education, vocation, everything, that at the name of Jesus, and see, dear friends, the prosperity, it will be glorifying to him. It will lift him up, dear friends. Never be ashamed of this name. Never be ashamed to speak of this name. No. It is through this all-precious name, dear friends, that poor sinners will be brought through this earthly scene, and ultimately that they will be gathered to him, and that they should be with him forever. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. It doesn't mean in the literal sense of it, although there are those that will bow their knees to the Lord. It means in reverence. It means in subjection. It means in honor before him. That is what it means. Every knee should bow. Really, it means worship. And it says, and yes, I just saw that a truth that compares with this, that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in chapter 3. And he says in verse 14 and 15, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." What a glorious truth that is, dear friends. It's that they're named in heaven through that all-glorious name of Jesus. You see, because it was there as our names were written in heaven, and so Jesus undertook for every one of those names, and they were written upon his breast, dear friends, inscribed, engraved. You see, as when he came here below and he suffered, bled and died for every one of those names. And what a mercy it is to have our names written in heaven. They will be those names written, inscribed upon the breast of the dear Lord Jesus. Just as the 12 tribes were written upon the breastplate of the high priest, and so Jesus, our great high priest, our names written upon his breast, every one for whom he would suffer, bleed and die for. And this has a particular truth in respect of this word, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. We're all God's creatures. He's given to us all life, natural here below, And it is that we live and move and have our being in and through him. And every one of us, he has set the bounds of our course here below. The bounds of our habitation, he has set. Every one of his creatures. It is a mercy to know it in a more blessed and a glorious sense and knowledge of it, as being his people, that he has set our bounds and the bounds of our habitation. It means, dear friends, that we shall be those set down under his divine care and watchful eye, and that we shall go through our course knowing that it is he that preserves us and watches over us and presides over all our affairs and all our concerns here below. And then also spiritually and in our worship and devotion to his name, he has set the bounds of our habitation. Dear friends, he knows the day that we shall be born into this world, and he knows the very day and the moment when we shall depart from this world. But dear friends, what a mercy it is to have this precious name of Jesus bound up in our poor souls as that only name to live by and to die by. You see? And it's very solemn, isn't it, for the many who shall be brought to pass through this earthly scene, and they shall never know the truth and the blessing of this precious name, and they will perish and be lost forever. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. How have you come to the Lord's house this evening? I believe it's a pertinent question, dear friends, relative to this text. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. It's in reverence and worship, devotion, true love, and a desire to seek union, communion with Jesus. Is that why we've come? Because we want this union, this fellowship. Because we want this precious name to belong to us. That we want to be able to bear testimony. We want to be a witness that this precious name, this dear man Jesus, came to seek and to save lost sinners. And you're praying that he has come to seek and to save thee. This is the salvation, no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we can be saved. Every knee shall bow when we think of this glorious truth, that every knee shall bow, dear friends. Every knee shall bow. But I'll just speak of that in a moment. Some will bow before him in a very solemn way, ultimately. It says of things in heaven, the angels of the Lord, those spirits that we mentioned this morning, those immaterial spirits who go forth of God at his command, fulfill his purposes in the earth, work for and on behalf of the church, sent for all their help and their need. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven. They're ready at his command, ready at his bidding to perform his will. And then I thought of that great cloud of witnesses, the spirits of just men made perfect. They're bowing before him. They're in joy, peace, happiness. They fought the good fight of faith. And where was their faith centered? That at the name of Jesus, that is where their faith was. That at the name of Jesus. And they came through, they conquered, they overcame, they were given the victory. They came through persecutions, trials. A most afflictive path. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven. And things in earth. Dear friends, we do pray and hope. In respect, it says, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth. But it isn't, is it? Not every knee doth bow. We may think of the religious world. And we may think of the worldly and the worldlings. Yes, it is proper that they should bow. They're his creatures. But what a solemn truth, dear friends. It is those that never know this precious name of Jesus, that the gospel has been hid from them, as Paul writes to the church at Corinth. And it is a solemn truth, isn't it, that when the gospel is hid from any, the scribes and the Pharisees despised this name of Jesus. It was a stumbling block to them. That was the religious world, wasn't it? That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth. And so, dear friends, it is true that there will be those in the religious world today, if it isn't that, that worships in spirit and in truth, if it isn't that, that bows before the Lord in true sincerity of heart and of mind, if it isn't that, dear friends, that has been humbled and broken up in spirit, if it isn't that that has been conformed to the image of Jesus, how very solemn it will be for all those that have supposedly professed this name of Jesus. As I mentioned, those five foolish virgins, yes, they would have made a profession. But their faith was feigned and their love was feigned, and they were probably under false teachers and false prophets. It's very solemn, dear friends, I speak of it. There is going to be a day when they will bow before the Lord, before this name. This same Jesus, this same name, he will appear again the second time without sin unto salvation. He's coming again. And to be the judge of the whole earth. And how solemn in that day, every eye shall see him. And in that great tribunal, there will be many, dear friends, that will be judged of the Lord, the goats that shall be separated. They will not be able to plead any mitigation. Despised and rejected him. Looked upon him as an impostor. Many of them. But those that seemingly had some sort of faith in him, though spurious. And yet, dear friends, the solemn judgment that will come also upon them. I never knew you. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth. But what a mercy it is. There will be those in the earth, dear friends, and today this glorious name is preached. And I just set forth this name as the only hope for sinners, the only hope for thy poor soul. And dear friends, do not look at thy mass sins. Do not behold, dear friends, and think and believe that he is unable to save and to redeem thee. He can save unto the uttermost sinner, and give them that uttermost salvation, which is eternal life. We mentioned of Saul of Tarsus this morning. Cast thy all upon him. And whilst the gospel is preached today, and whilst this precious name of Jesus is preached today, which is salvation, that was the only peace that was blessed to the soul of Simeon, wasn't it? He took that precious name of Jesus, he took him in his arms. Raised him up. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus. That's the name, dear friend. The child Jesus. To do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. There's no other name, dear friends, under heaven for our salvation. And Simeon was blessed. Let us now, thy servant, depart in peace. And we haven't got any peace, dear friends, until we know this all-worthy and precious name of Jesus to belong to us. No, we haven't got any peace. We will know when that peace will come, dear friends, because when your sins are pardoned, then that liberty will be blessed to thy soul. And then there will be peace. There will be peace with God. Reconciliation to God. There will be peace in thy soul through the peace-speaking blood of Jesus. And things in earth and things under the earth. It means as well under the sea. Under the earth, dear friends, what have we got? Well, dear friends, they're those bodies that lay under the earth. And there's going to be a day, dear friends, when the Lord doth appear, that they shall rise up. And there is those in the earth and those in the sea, lives lost. But what a mercy it is to be one of those who have known this precious name of Jesus. For there is a glorious truth here in respect of them. For body and soul will be reunited together in that great day when the trumpet shall be blown. You see, and this will be the comfort of our this is the comfort of our souls today. If I can just find it, but it is a glorious truth. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know, the Lord, all those that have passed from this earthly scene and sleep in the Lord, he watches over, dear friends, he watches over them. Yes, he cares for them, knows where they are. Body and soul will be reunited together. You see, they will rise up out of the earth. And then there are those, dear friends, that never knew the Lord or the solemn truth that shall come upon each and every one, the just judgment of God for all their sins and for all their iniquities committed in the earth. They shall rise up. And we must understand the truth as well, that there will be no such word, dear friends, as being lost at sea. It's looked upon by man naturally that those that are lost in the sea, dear friends, finished, done, lost. But they're not really. They also will rise up at that judgment day. So this is the blessing that follows, and our time is gone. This is the blessing, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do pray, dear friends, that everyone here will be brought to confess this all-glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the glory of God. Yes, dear friends, confess him. Do not be ashamed of him. You come to his worship each Lord's Day and in the week when enabled. You see, is it to worship? Is it to seek this glorious name And is it to have this name, dear friends, blessed to thy soul? And to receive that peace that Simeon received, you see. Peace. May this glorious name be our only portion here below. And whatever trials we're brought to pass through, dear friends, this name, let it be a name precious to us. Let us lay hold of this name in every dark dispensation, in every turn of providence, dear friends. Let us hold this name only, because it is through this name alone that there is a place reserved for everyone whom he came to redeem and save. He has reserved a place in heaven for everyone. And this is the blessing and this is the mercy. Oh, may we be helped to plead this only and all worthy name of Jesus to be our salvation, our Redeemer, and our friend. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £695, and for the Bethesda short stay on Monday to £1,006.50, for both of which we are truly thankful. God willing, there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening by the address by Mr. Field, who will also preach on Tuesday evening. And God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1059. Jesus, the truth, the way, the sure unerring light, on thee my feeble soul I'd stay, which thou canst lead aright. 1059.
Thank you.
pleased to take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be pleased to dwell with us as we seek to remember thee in thy sufferings and death at the ordinance of thy supper. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.